In BC, approximately 43% of all wildfires are caused by people. It is important to exercise caution when outdoors. For more information, visit bcwildfire.ca or call 1-888-336-7378. 1-888-336-7378.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And how does it feel to get
up? Mi amor entero de mi novia por poquito.
Music there. That was, to start off our trip through Gibraltar, Albert Hammond and the Diamond Boys. Yes, 60s, from 1963, actually. Popotitos was the song. And you got two different worlds colliding already in Gibraltar on that song. Yes, Albert Hammond, his first band, and he has been a force in the Gibraltar music scene and worldwide. He's even done songs for Celine Dion, and a lot more other artists as well. That's the only one I could think of at the moment. But yes, Albert Hammond, a solo artist and composer of hit tracks. And yes, his first band, the Diamond Boys. And his son, by the way, is a guitar player in the Strokes, Albert Hammond Jr., who was born in the U.S. But yeah, his blood son, Albert Hammond. Bam. So there you go. You heard one of the very early rock songs, and that really helped bring rock and roll to Spain, to Gibraltar, attached to Spain, and it is a very unique, funky little place of about 32,000 humans. It is an overseas territory of England. So for over 300 years, since 1713, it has been officially British. And there was a war between Spain and Britain back then, and basically Britain ended up with this little rock piece of land. It's famous for a 400-meter-tall limestone rock that just towers over this little peninsula. So Gibraltar is, how big is it? 6.7 square kilometers. It's tiny. It's very, very small. And they have no water to speak of. So it's not really an independent or self-sustaining place. It's very much reliant on things being brought in. Importation, you might call it. Yes, and very important strategic place. It's only about 10 kilometers from Africa, from Morocco. It's amazing how small the hole is in the Mediterranean there to get into the sea. But overlooking Africa and attached to Spain, so a very unique place, but very British. They even, for instance, have the red telephone booths, iconic of London. So I got the British touch, but also very strong Spanish culture there as well. And they have their own hybrid, wouldn't call it a language, but it's a mix of English and Spanish, and it's called Llanito. And you even heard it in that song. You heard how the singer, Albert Hammond, speaks both languages fluently. Like, speaks English, it sounds English, and when he speaks Spanish, he sounds Spanish. So, yeah, these people are real mixes in Gibraltar. They speak both languages. I think most people would have trouble if they didn't. So, yes, it's a place of very interesting culture. And we're going to keep moving with some old 60s stuff. Another group called Los Trovadores from Gibraltar, and a song called Ay Chavela. So this one has more of a Spanish influence. The other one, you could say it's a good old English rock song in Spanish, though. But, yes. Ay Chavela here, Los Trovadores. We'll hear a few more old songs before we move to the current Gibraltar music scene. Wandering rhythms here in the Mediterranean.
Al mirar tus lindos ojos y al mirar tus lindas formas, yo me digo, ¡ay, Chavela! Al saber que no me quieres y al mirar que me desprecias, yo me digo, ¡ay, Chavela! Cuando paso caminando debajo de tu ventana, echo un grito, ¡ey, Chavela! Mas después sale tu hermano, tu mamá y tu papá y me dice, no Chavela. Ay Chavela, 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 es el nombre que yo llevo. En mis días y en mis noches y me duermo y me despierto y en mis sueños te contemplo y te digo, ¡ay, Chavela! Cuando pasas caminando con tus curvas enseñando, echa un grito, ¡eh, Chavela! Después te veo vacilando y con otros coqueteando y te digo, ¡ay, Chavela! Mas si al fin me hicieras caso y me dieras un abrazo, te dijera, ¡ay, Chavela! Mas tu amor es un fracaso que por menos de un balazo yo te digo, ¡adiós, Chavela! Y en mis noches y me duermo y me despierto y en mis sueños te contemplo y te digo, ¡ay, Chavela!
¡Ay, Chavela!
Golden Oldies from Gibraltar, with more of a Spanish sound than the first one we heard. So that was Los Peninsulares, the peninsula livers or something. Yeah, a nod to their homeland, a little small peninsula of Gibraltar. And the song was Perfidia, so very, very Spanish. And before that, we heard Quinteto Calpe. Calpe, by the way, is the old Roman name for Gibraltar, because Romans were there hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But yeah, so much history of people passing through, the Moors, and then the Romans, and then Spanish, and the British, and the monkeys. Yeah, I can't forget the monkeys. They've had, even since before the British came, over 300 years ago, there was a colony of wild macaques in Gibraltar, over 300 of them still. They're listed as endangered now, but they are the only wild monkeys in the continental Europe. So that's a cool thing, but being so close to Africa, it sort of makes sense. Most of the macaques are of that species are in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco, so just across the little strait there, the Mediterranean, and maybe they hopped on a boat, snuck in, as monkeys would probably do, or maybe they're brought over by the people hundreds of years ago. Who knows? But they will steal your money. They'll steal your camera. I've heard stories of people going to Gibraltar and just being assaulted by these monkeys. So they might be cute, but yeah, keep an eye on them. Keep at least one eye on the macaques. As I'm getting side noted, though, there's a lot of interesting stuff about Gibraltar. It's so small. It's one of the most densely populated places in the world. There's about 5,000 inhabitants per square kilometer. Dang. And a growing demand for space being increasingly met by land reclamation. So they're trying to find space for the 32,000 people living in this very small peninsula. Yes, yes, yes. And about 75% of people there, no, now it's up to 80%, call themselves Gibraltarian, which means they're neither British nor Spanish, and they feel like they have their own identity, which is nice. So, yes, before that piece of music, the Quinteto Calpe, the one we heard in the middle of that set, which actually was quite, had African influence to it, I would say. It's called Si Ya No Me Quieres. I think there's an oud player in that band. And then before that was Los Trovadores with Ay Chavela, which sounded to me quite Mexican with the all the shrieking and fun stuff going on. But yes, we're going to keep moving with some more modern music. It's called Red and White. It's a reggae song, and it's kind of a national identity song, not national, regional identity for Gibraltar, by perhaps a comedic group called LOL Productions. So they might be making fun of the whole thing of reggae, but it's an educational song, you could say. So we'll hear that. Red and White. Yeah, they got the same color on their little flag as Canada does. So, LOL Productions, some fun reggae from Gibraltar.
Yes, yeah, man, Gibraltar, me own land. Hear that, man? You love it. Your mystery wonderland. Hear that? Let me tell you. Solid man, free and strong, yet Gibraltar. A precious gem all carved in stone, carved by nature's caring hand. With paths and ways that lie within a magic world of mystery. Echo sounds and look upon a maze of worlds with mystery. Give from nature to us all, standing proud and tall. With hopes and dreams and full of pride, pressing us in. Sparkling waves.
the sun will always shine.
In red and white.